just keep it frank like the phenomenal style. Y'all mentions ain't even honorable how. Could you compare your kick game to own Stevie feet? Light up a 10, get nice on any beats. It's usually what most people hit or miss. We up looking for the real in the 336 pull up. Everybody pull up. North Carolina, Aggie City, better pull up. Gotta pull up. Gotta pull up. Put it on your phone, gotta pull it up. Money, money, and everybody pull up.
Welcome to Aggie City. Greensboro, North Carolina, that is. The home of the 336 Pull-Up Podcast. With Frank Styles, Stevie Kicks, and Jay Nice. You never know what these fools might say. So pull up, kick back, and listen to them talk that shit. When they pull up, they deliver.
Welcome to the 336 Pull-Up Podcast. I am the phenomenal one, Frank Styles.
Stevie Kicks.
Yeah, Stevie Kicks. What yes, you got sir. There? What you got right there?
A little crown.
Man, you in this crown, bro.
About to pop it off. Got to pop the bottle.
You
already was popped.
You're going to be sauced up by
I'm gonna try 20 not minutes. To be sauced up. I'm trying to just enjoy my drink responsibly.
You're supposed to sip.
That's what I'm about to do, out the bottle, too. Yes, sir.
What do you think that is? Moonshine? You said sip out the bottle. What are
out
you?
The bottle.
What are you, a wino on the street?
Nope, in the house.
You a wino
leather
in the
couch.
House. Welcome to the 336 Pull Up Podcast.
Wino status, though.
This is episode 84. Frank and Stevie. Stevie and Frank. We in the building. Stevie, you had a good week. I'm assuming so. You're in.
Yeah, man. I just like the fact that we got a full week of work. No weather.
No crazy weather stuff.
Hell yeah. And I got overtime.
That just means they ain't going to let you come in on another day.
Right, bro. They going to kick my ass out.
Oh, hold up. Yeah.
Man,
I forgot that
that damn OT up.
Yeah, they're going to be like, hey, it's way too much. Yeah, Stevie, could you come here for a second,
I be trying
please?
To slide by them motherfuckers, too.
Yeah, you be trying to ease in.
But I got to go to them to figure out what's my truck.
Like, Wait a minute, is it a black dude or a white dude that you
white
going
dude.
To? White dude. Oh, you think he thinks all of us look alike? That's why you be trying to
man,
slide
trying
by
to
him?
Slide, just blend in with the group.
That ain't going to happen.
That shit don't happen.
You a six-foot nigga with dreads.
Ever. That shit don't ever happen.
You a six-foot nigga with dreads. How's that going to happen?
Man, spot a nigga out fast. Yeah, bring your ass over here. All right, your ass home.
Oh, J. Cole looking my
nah, bro.
You over here looking like a fake ass J. Cole.
I'm about to sip.
It's good though. That's
you with the jokes
though,
early, man. We 3 minutes in, bro.
I just figured
you heated up.
I just figured I started out for
okay.
you. But no, man. So you said you had a good week. You're killing the overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing the overtime. Let's see. What else is going on, man?
I don't know, man. What you got?
I'm trying to think of what the hell is going on. What's going on? Anything crazy going on at work? Nah, everything. It's always crazy at work.
It's going
work is always crazy. It don't matter what your job is.
Yeah. It's always something, man.
Yeah.
It's always something at work. I mean, I think all of us know that.
Yeah.
I mean, even working from home, it's still always something.
It's like, just hard working in a predominantly white environment, being black.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
It's hard.
I'm glad you brought that up. We got some stuff to get into. Obviously, if you haven't heard or if you've been under a rock, Flores, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, has filed a lawsuit against the NFL, as well as my New York football Giants, and he has named some other parties as well, indicating racism in his interviewing and hiring status. So we'll get into that. Funny you talking about that. And, we also had a former North Carolinian pass on, some mental health things going on probably. Committed suicide, former Miss USA pageant winner, Chesley. And we'll get into that a little bit. But, man, it's other than that, some of the, there's some stuff going on. You got shit happening with Russia.
Right.
Russia's doing shit. So, right. We'll get into all of that. Obviously, you have
Russia always doing
Who
shit.
Wants the Smoke. We got that segment coming up for you guys. And then, of course, we'll do yay or nay again, which is Stevie.
I want y'all to think about this. Yeah, we're going to do yay or nay. Yeah. I want y'all to think about the catch.
The catch. Oh, that's today's What's the Smoke?
The catch. Y'all know what the catch is. For those of you who don't know, you'll find out. So stay tuned.
Crazy. Oh, but anyway, let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know which one it is. There we go.
Let's do it, man. Fresh. That's just a fresh sound.
You like that one?
I like that, man.
Yeah, that's a good sound. So recently,
this nigga and his buttons.
In news, right? We had we're gonna start off with old crazy ass Kanye West. Kanye's always into something, man.
All the time.
So you know he's been going back and forth with Kim Kardashian. About, you know, he's been going on social media and other sources and platforms talking about, you know, his daughter, I guess on TikTok or something to that effect. He wasn't happy with her being on TikTok. What is it? North is her name.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy about her being on TikTok and he was saying all this stuff.
Or West.
Yeah. No, and so he's been going around for the last couple of weeks saying some things. But recently, Kim Kardashian fired back at him. And basically said that, you know, TikTok is an outlet for their child to, you know, not think about what's going on between them two, you know, because they see all that happening. She sees all that happening. And, you know, she said this basically she's just tired of this whole thing that Kanye's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, recently he's been dating some other young lady. I'm not familiar with her, but apparently she's some form of a celebrity.
Megan Fox or some shit.
I don't think it's Megan Fox.
Some shit like that.
But she's very well known. But she was also
don't know who the fuck she is.
he also said some things about someone that Kim, I guess, was supposedly dating. So it's just a back and forth thing with Kanye West, man. Like, and then the latest that I had saw is someone because apparently he didn't know where Kim had moved, right? Mm-hmm. And someone told him where she was, and so there's some stuff on that was on TMZ showing him
he moved next
dressed time. Up like camouflage, like the bushes, yeah. And like this bushes outfit spying around the house.
No, the nigga bought the house next door.
Did he?
Yeah,
this dude.
The nigga bought the house.
I mean, next what door. You think about that, man? He's
crazy.
It's got to be. There's that.
Did you hear the game? Him in the game record?
No.
Oh, man.
No, he said something on there.
What?
Something about Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said a lot of
stuff.
Yeah, the record raw as hell, too.
He also claims most recently that there was another sex tape between her and Ray J that he recently went and picked up a couple of weeks ago.
What the hell?
Yeah. Damn. So it was probably originally from the, you know, the original one, which made her very popular, obviously.
Why are you doing that? That's crazy.
I wouldn't.
That's your wife. That's your ex-wife. Well, or your see, wife that, or whatever.
But again, this is Kanye West. That's so crazy. When you go back and listen to the Drink Champs interview,
that's your kid's mama,
right? Where you go back and listen to the Drink Champs interview, you hear Kanye talking about we have to separate ourselves from all these different types of classes, et cetera, et cetera. But also during that time, you also hear him saying he's a billionaire. Throughout the whole pod, he keeps saying he's a billionaire. So obviously he hasn't separated himself as far as classes go. So he contradicts. He's full of shit.
All he did was talk about himself.
He's full of shit. And then even if I get you upset, you know what I'm saying, you know, about your wife, I get it. I understand that you're not happy. You're not together. Who would be, right? Especially after a long relationship like that and you have children. Who would be? But at the end of the day, bro, if it's over, it's over. You need to learn to be respectful of her and be respectful of your children.
Remember that. Remember the catch, y'all. We talking. Hey, listen now.
But I'm just saying, he needs to be respectful of the mom and be respectful of his children because he needs to remember we're in a social media age right now. So everything he does and says, well, as those kids get older, they're going to have more shit.
Roles
they're
going
to
be able to
go back and see that.
We ain't the catch no more, man.
Who's not the catch?
The fellas, man.
Man, listen.
We gotta be the catch again.
I don't know. Well, I know what you're saying.
We're gonna get into it.
I'm just saying from a perspective of who he is, as high profiles as both of those two people carry,
yeah.
He shouldn't be doing that.
But you know, well, I guess love conquers all because it's like it don't matter how much money he got, who he can have, he want down Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but that's fine. But
it ain't like she a regular Joe Schmo, I guess.
No, she's a beautiful girl. I mean, if you ever look at her, she's pretty. I mean, she, you know, I guess I don't know what she looks like with her makeup off, or obviously I haven't seen any pictures, but she's a pretty girl.
With her makeup off, she probably looked like a regular ass chick.
Regular, yeah. But at the end of the day, and she seems very, very genuine, you know what I mean? Like when she speaks and she talks about like her passion for helping people that have been incarcerated wrongfully, stuff like that.
But I don't know. I just don't know how serious I could take you after I done seen you in the porno video with Spread Eagle.
Well, I mean, that was in the beginning. Nobody really knew her then, though. Ray J is what made that very popular. You know, nobody really knew who she was.
Like,
because remember now, you got
you defending me in a court of law, and like the judge, like, just looking at you, like, damn.
If she's a good attorney, I won't give a damn what she did. She's gonna get me off.
Yeah, she won't get you off, all right.
No, not that way you talking about. Not the way you talking about.
She won't get you off.
I'm not talking about the way you talking about. I'm just saying, like, at the end of the day, you know, there's got to be some form of respect amongst the two. I mean, I haven't heard her say anything, but like, he's been going in, like, he's, I don't know, man.
She dating. I'm
just done with him, bro.
She dating. What the hell is his name?
Some other dude. He said that he had, I know.
We don't know nobody fucking name.
I mean, Kanye had said that she had, whoever it was, he had AIDS or something, he was saying. That was another thing like that
I ain't
was
gonna
said
wish that
by
on
him.
Nobody, though. That's...
Nah, I would never say anything like that.
Yeah, but Kanye crazy, bro.
Yeah, I believe so. I think there's something seriously wrong with dude.
Yes.
But there was some stuff on social media. Him and Jay had a meeting. Jay probably talking to his ass about that shit, what he's doing.
Like, nigga, you wildin'.
And here's the thing. Is it possible? Here's a question for you. I seen this. When they showed him and Jay, you know, Kanye was waiting on Jay. Jay stepped out the Maybach. It's like a boss.
Slow motion.
When he stepped out, you know that hat he always got on? That leather joint he always wear backwards? I noticed it looked like the dreads was cut.
Nah.
Yeah, the little fro
he probably lined up.
I promise you it looked like the fro was there.
No, the dreads was in the back. You know, he just had a little bit of the front hanging out.
I don't know, because you know what I was thinking? I was like, are we about to get an album from Jay?
Nah, you know, Cole inspired him, you know, to grow the joints out.
Yeah.
He going to keep it going, man.
But apparently they had a meeting, and who knows what that was about. I'm pretty sure Jay mentioned something to him about his behavior.
Probably about a damn album.
It might be about an album.
That'd be
dope. Who knows?
That'd be dope.
Who knows?
That'd be dope.
But an album. You want to Watch the Throne 2?
Mm-mm.
No?
They got to call that shit something else.
Something different.
Yeah.
Hold on. But moving on to the next thing, we also have, there's been some shit going on, bro. Last couple of weeks, Uncle Joe has been going back and forth with the Russians. Whoa. You gonna hear about this?
Nah.
So the Russians have moved to the border or the edge of Ukraine, right? So Ukraine is where, you know, they're protected basically by us, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're almost like partners. I forgot what they allies, as they say.
Of Ukraine?
Yeah, of Ukraine. Okay. So Ukraine used to be a piece of Russia. And so now, you know, they're their own country. They have their own leadership, blah, 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 right? So more recently, Russia, like I think it was like 2 weeks ago, maybe this is going on the third week. Russia recently started moving troops and all kinds of shit towards their border, closer and closer, like way closer than where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's saying why. So Vladimir Putin, who is the Russian president, is like, there's nothing going on. You know, there's nothing going on. This is the West is starting something or whatever, right? So now it's like, yo, if you move in, on Russia, you know, there will be consequences. So they're talking about dropping like sanctions and all kinds of stuff. And basically, if they drop sanctions on Russia, it hurts their economy. So if the United Nations says, hey, sanctions are agreed upon, it hurts their economy. Because think about how cold Russia is. They really don't have a lot over there as far as what they can get from their own country. So a lot of other things come from other countries. So we'll stop sending shit over there. You know what I mean? Other countries that send them a lot of shit, the things that they depend on, they'll stop sending stuff and freeze any assets that they have here in the U.S. because they're investing over here as well.
So they'll be fucked up.
Yeah, so, you know, so they'll be definitely fucked up. So that's where the sanctions hurt. But also, most recently, we sent a bunch of shit over there. I saw some badass Call of Duty grenade launchers and shit that they were sending over there. A couple of tanks we don't send over there.
We done cut their water off.
Oh, we done put a bunch of shit over there, bro.
Okay.
So, basically, Uncle Joe said, we're not sending in troops. So, you know, we're not going to send any American troops over there, but we are going to send aid and, you know, some weapons to help y'all out in case some shit go down.
Okay.
So, I don't know, man. I always believe that people will test you just to see how far they can go,
yeah.
Especially if you're under a new leadership and new regime. You know, when Trump was in there, they was buddy-buddy. You know what I'm saying? So when you buddy-buddy, you know, you didn't hear a peep out of Putin.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden you got new leadership. It's been all, it's been a year, right? Joe settled in. And now it's like, watch
nah,
me.
Nah, man.
He was sitting just, in his office like, yeah, watch me fuck with the West.
No, that's just because the motherfucker, Trump was a fucking bully.
Uh-huh. And he wasn't a bully to him.
Who?
Trump wasn't no bully to Russia.
No, that's what I'm saying. Trump was a fucking bully. All right.
Yeah.
Russia had shit on Trump. Trump had shit on Russia. Ain't fucking with Trump.
I don't think he had anything on him.
You got Joe in office, a little laid back. So you're going to test him. It's like that motherfucker at work, just because you laid back and you chill, he want to test you and keep fucking with you. Until you know what I'm saying?
Until you punch his ass in the face.
Punch his ass in the face. And then he like, damn, okay. Don't fuck with him. You know
speaking
what I'm
of
saying?
That, speaking of that, I'm going to go ahead and tell you a story.
Damn.
I'm going to tell you a story because you said
you had to hit the fairy dust for that?
Yeah. So check it out. Speaking of that, right? Like you said, you always got the one motherfucker at work, right? So 2 weeks ago, I had a situation like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had a situation like that. So dude, apparently, you know, we do, you know, some stuff, some fulfillment for different cases and things that come over into our department. And so one of the things that we have to do are speak with those customers regarding whatever services they purchased, right? So apparently this customer, you know, that I had was assigned to this guy. So say you're the guy.
Okay.
You fill out a form. It comes over. It gets assigned to me. I then would contact your customer, okay. Right? So basically this customer's product wasn't ready yet. Okay. So the one you sent over to me wasn't ready. It was pending. So I can't do anything until it's complete.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was I contacted the customer and I said, hey, this is what's going on. Let's do a follow-up to see where we're at on Friday, right? So I spoke to her like on a Tuesday, and then I was supposed to call her on Friday. So Friday comes around. For whatever reason, I didn't get to her, right? I didn't get to her, but the customer sent an email that same Friday around 5:15 saying, hey, I noticed X and X and X is not ready. It's still not ready. Please help me. And she put my email on it and put the other guy's email on it, right? Mm-hmm. And so that was 5:15. Obviously, I'm out of the office by that time. I don't see it till Monday, right? Come in Monday, and I got an email from the dude that, you know, the customer, you know, the rep that's, you know, that set the customer up. And he's going on and on, putting all these exclamations in his email and shit, right? So I'm like, well, let me call this dude.
You think it's that email beef.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, let me call this dude and see what's up. But, you know, make sure he's, you know, I'm explaining everything to him, right? Call the dude. And he's going on and on and on. And then I just, you ever be talking to somebody and then you're like, is this motherfucker yelling at me?
Yeah.
So I'm noticing, and I'm listening to him. I hear him. And I'm sitting in the back of my mind, is this motherfucker yelling at me? So, because sometimes, you know, people are venting. So you want to make sure you don't jump down their throat just because they're venting, right? So then when I realized, I was like, oh, he said something that set it off and said, oh, yeah, this motherfucker's yelling at you, right? So now I'm like, yo.
Well, he's like a regular motherfucker.
Yeah. So I'm like, he going on and on and on, right? And so I said, now that you said that, let me explain. I said, you said what you said. Let me explain to you, right? This motherfucker told me, he said, ain't nothing to explain. As far as I'm concerned, dude, this conversation's over with, right?
Oh, wow.
Right? And then he gave me the hang up, right? But here's what's crazy, though, Stevie. I wasn't even mad.
He
like,
banged on you. Damn.
Yeah. And I wasn't even mad,
mm-hmm.
because I know how to get him back a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even get mad. And then I said, damn, this is what growth feels like. Because if that motherfucker would have caught me a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have blessed his ass out.
Man, shit.
So what ends up happening is come to find out this dude has done this with numerous people, two people on our team and a couple of other people that are in leadership. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then he mentioned something on a conference call that we were on. So I reach out to my leader and I say, hey, you remember that situation I sent you? And I said, there's a story behind it. I go, the reason he asked that question and on the call was because of that situation with that escalation that I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I said, and then I told him what happened, right? He goes, he said, between me and you, I'm ready to get rid of this motherfucker.
Oh, wow. Damn.
He said, I'll tell you right now. He said, I'm handling this shit right now. Next thing I know, right, his leader, because I talked to his leader, too, about what had happened. His leader tells me to send an email about everything that transpired. Sent the email up, right? The next day, I got off a call. She messages me and says, hey, such and such wants to apologize to you. So I said, okay, cool. She's like, I just want to make sure you knew, because if you saw him pop up, you would be like, oh shit, what this motherfucker want?
Nah, right? Hell nah.
So he calls, he humbled himself, right?
Nah, hell
nah.
He
responds in this, you know, in the chat or whatever, and he apologizes. So I told him, I said, give me a few minutes, let's have a chat about it, right?
Hell
so I
nah.
Didn't, so Stevie, I didn't accept the apology right away. Yeah. And look, and then when it popped up, I let that shit sit there for like 30 minutes before I even responded, right?
Bro.
So finally, dude gets on the phone and, you know, we're talking or whatever. And he's saying he apologized. And, you know, after, you know, thinking about it and hearing me and talking to other people, he realized I wasn't out to get him, et cetera, et cetera. Because there were two other cases that were assigned to me that didn't get fulfilled, but those weren't my fault. And I told him, I remember the exact cases you're talking about. I go, this is what happened on this one, which that's your fault. You should have followed up. And this is what happened on that one. Sometimes that just happens, right? So he goes, yeah. So then I hit him with this, right? After he apologized, I said what I had to say, right? I said, but you know, if we was in the office, I had to come see you, right? Right?
Hell nah.
So listen. He starts laughing, right? So I was laughing with him, Stevie. And then I stopped. I said, no, for real. I would have to come see you.
Hell nah. I would have never even talked to that motherfucker.
Well, you have to. You have to. Like, nah, you can't. In that type of setting, I don't even talk to him like that. But when you build your brand up and you've been with a company for so long, there's a certain way that they expect you to behave.
It's this motherfucker at my job, right? So he my partner, you know? So we doing a job and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was training another motherfucker, right?
Right.
So he like nicked the motherfucker wall or some shit like that, lifting something up, right?
Right. Right.
So it, like, it wasn't nothing bad, but no crazy damage and shit, right?
Yeah, but you still don't want to do that.
So
right?
You still don't want to do that shit, right? So the dude that I was with that is normally my partner,
yeah,
you know, he is already on thin ice. He always fucking up and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he paranoid and shit, right?
Right.
So he I find this out because we were driving and shit. He's like, yeah, I went to Mike and was like, Brandon scraped the ceiling or some shit like that in somebody's house. Him and Steve was carrying something or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So like we had somebody else in our truck with us and shit.
Right.
But I'm like, nah, I gotta let this shit be known now. So I cut the radio off. I said, listen, if I'm not around, don't say shit about me. Don't speak on my name. He said, understood. And then I just cut the music back on.
You stupid.
But, like, we're going to nip this shit in the bud right now.
Yeah, but.
Nah, we're going to nip this shit in the bud right now. If I'm not around, if I'm not there to say X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 especially, and I told him, you offering information that don't need to be given. Ain't nobody, you voluntarily gave information. Ain't nobody asked you shit.
Oh, I thought somebody brought it.
No,
attention.
He was just paranoid because he been fucking up.
Oh,
and he
okay.
was like, oh man, if a customer calls, and then I'll get in trouble, and then I'll probably, you know, probably get fired or
something
like that.
Yeah, then I'm with you on that. Don't speak. Yeah, because they were asking.
No, yeah, he went back to the office and just fucking.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I ain't know shit about it.
Right.
He said it to me because he know how I feel.
Yeah.
About, you know. Like talking, because I tell this motherfucker all the time, bro, what we do out here is what we do. Mm-hmm. We ain't doing nothing crazy.
Right.
But, like, we ain't doing nothing illegal. We everything, you know,
yeah.
We just working. But, like, nigga, I don't fuck with nobody in the warehouse like that.
Right. You don't have to tell every little thing happens.
You know, so I told the motherfucker, like, yo.
Don't say shit.
If I ain't around, don't speak on my name, bro.
Yeah.
He said, understood.
I thought they had.
Yeah, I'm like, I said, dude, I said, you volunteering information and shit about me and I ain't around. I said, I said, don't speak. If I ain't around, don't speak on my name.
Yeah, that's right. I don't blame you on that one.
I said, if we wasn't at work, it'd be something different.
Damn, Stevie. Now he gonna say, yo, I feel threatened.
Nah, he ain't gonna say that
scared.
Shit.
Nah, I'm scared.
He ain't gonna say Stevie, that shit.
Stevie said something. I'm scared.
He too scared. He's gonna lose his fucking job.
Oh, okay. Well, no. But sometimes you always have that one person that tries you. And see, what ended up happening is with the dude that I was telling you about, what makes it so bad, Stevie, is he has, you know, he's been known to do that in all the instances that I've had, which when you have a director saying, I'm ready to get rid of your ass, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When a director says, I'm ready to get rid of your ass, and I've never heard that my director over our department say that ever.
I'm like, ready to get rid of your ass.
Yeah, he basically said that. He's like, he says this bullshit. Oh, and that was the other thing he had said, because I had to tell the dude, he was like, nah, bruh. So I told the nigga.
Oh, and he black.
Yeah. Oh. I told the nigga, I was like, yo, first of all, my name is Franklin, not bruh. You don't know me like that.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, you don't know me like that.
Yeah.
So my director goes, you should have told him, maybe you need to fix your own shit. Bruh. He said, bruh. That shit was hilarious. So he said, I don't know who he thinks he is. He said, we don't do that around here. Because the way it is no matter what position somebody's in, you're supposed to have professionalism and courtesy, right? So just because a dude, like you drive a truck, you on the truck, that don't mean, and I'm over the whole warehouse and the trucks and all that shit, that don't mean that I can talk to you any type of way. You know what I'm saying? And so the problem was he didn't know who I was because, one, I don't brag about what I do at work. I just do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And people know I know my shit and I get my shit done. You know what I'm saying?
He said the nigga said, nah, bruh.
He barked up a tree. He barked up a tree and didn't know what he's barking at. But then he found out who I was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that whole shit, it was then that mm-hmm. that nigga knew he fucked up. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just crazy. So I understand that he got a write-up behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And they told his ass he have one more outburst with someone else. His ass is gone. So he's on thin ice right now.
Man, that nigga should have been
gone. And the way the dude was talking, right? I thought the customer was pissed off. Man, I called a customer. Customer was cool as shit. I mean, super nice. You know what I'm saying? Talked to her husband. Super nice. Just nice people. You know what I mean? She said, Mr. Lewis, I didn't realize that you had to have this, you know, to have our conversation. I was like, yeah, without that, I can't even do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I said, I could tell you, but visually, you're not going to be able to understand what she said. Yeah. She said, I didn't know that. She said, I'm so sorry. She said, I didn't know that. She said, I got everything escalated for you. As soon as I know what's happening, I'm going to call you and let you know. And we got it done last week. So that just goes to show you. You start talking about in the workplace, bro. Workplace, man, can be crazy.
All that bruh to, I'm like, nah.
Yeah, and you don't even know me.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't even know me. You saying bruh to me? Yeah. Like, yo, don't do that, bro.
On the work line.
Yeah, like, so that's what my director said. He said, was it on our phone call thing? I was like, no, I was on Teams. He's like, he said, you should have cursed him out on Teams.
You could have said whatever the hell you wanted to say.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what I'm saying, Stevie, because we always talk about growth. We always talk about doing better by people or whatever the situation is. It was so crazy because, seriously, if he would have spoke to me that way, the way that he did, mm-hmm. like 3-4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have went off on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
I would have went in and jeopardized
your own damn job.
Yeah, I would have went in. But when he was yelling and screaming and doing all that shit he was doing and talking crazy, it didn't even bother me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, oh, so this is what growth feels like.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's crazy, man. I don't know. But we were talking about Biden. But yeah, so basically right now, so they're just chilling, right? They said that it's supposed to be intimate that they're going to be going in there.
I was about to say intimate. Yeah, what the hell is going on?
I said it wrong.
On?
Intimate. That they're going to be going in there, but nothing's happened as of yet. So they just chilling at the border with their troops and shit. And it's just like they're testing you to see exactly what you're going to do.
It's a bunch of
you want something, one or the other. You know what I'm saying?
It's a bunch of down low shit going on behind the scenes.
Yeah,
bunch of behind the scenes.
Oh, absolutely. North Korea fired off a missile as well. So they doing their shit that they always do. Fire off a missile because we need something. You know what I mean? It's just... You know, it's crazy, man.
It's politics.
Politics is a nasty, nasty, nasty little thing.
Yeah.
But, excuse me. We had a recent tragedy, Stevie. Because she represented North Carolina. We'd definitely get into this.
I thought, did we get into that?
No, no, no. We mentioned it, but we didn't talk about it. We didn't really say what the deal was, okay. Right? Former Black USA winner and contestant. I think she was the USA maid. She wasn't a Miss America. I don't know which one. Let's see. So former USA winner, her name was Chesley Christ. She was a former Miss USA winner. She's dead at age 30, bro.
30.
She represented North Carolina. And it says, TV personality, attorney, and former Miss USA, Chesley Christ, has died at the age of 30. Her family has confirmed. According to police, Christ was found dead in New York City early on Sunday morning. Chris, the winner of 2019's Miss USA pageant, was also an attorney who worked for unjustly jailed inmates. In devastation and great sorrow, we share the passing of our beloved Chesley, her family said in a statement. Her great light was one that inspired others around the world with her beauty and strength. The family statement added that Chesley embodied love and served others through her work as an attorney, as Miss USA, or as a TV host for Extra, a celebrity and entertainment show. So, obviously, a suicide, something's going on. We always talk about mental health, and you just never know what's going on with a person, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's crazy.
Damn, condolences to the family.
Yeah.
Everybody involved.
Yep.
That's tragic, man.
I didn't know she was an attorney.
Miss America and your attorney?
Miss USA.
Miss USA and your attorney?
Yep.
All that money and fame don't mean nothing if you ain't happy.
Well, you know, they said that, I forgot what the percentage was. You're talking about money, right? You know, like people are always like, yo, if I had X amount of dollars, I'd be straight, I'd be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And even celebrities, bro, like big known celebrities with money be like, no. Mm-hmm. They're like, you think that, right? And yeah, sure, I can go out here and get anything that I want, or, you know what I mean? People do things for me. There's like, but yo, it's the biggest headache ever. And one reason it's a headache is because, one, you always got people coming at you asking for money. You know what I'm saying? Fame, somebody's always in your face trying to, paparazzi, microphones in your face, talking all the time. That shit's got to be nuts. Then when you get kids, you can't even take your fucking kids anywhere.
Man.
That's got to be crazy.
I mean, you super famous at that damn
But
point.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know,
you get that big, bro. Everywhere you go, you got a crowd following you.
You can't go to Walmart and shit. But I don't know. Like, I think about it all the time. Like, would I rather have a 9-to-5 or would I rather just wake up every day with all the money and super famous? And my only problem is, damn, I wonder if I can go to Walmart without being seen.
Yeah, because I could see you. You'd still want to go to Walmart.
Yeah.
You'd still want to go to the ABC store.
I'm going
to
be summertime with the hoodie on. Like, ain't nobody going to recognize
me. I can see you doing that. But the thing about it is, man, like, you know, we talked about this
before. No, you know what you got to do?
Right.
You got to do like Shaq do, man. Whenever you go to the damn Walmart, you just, anybody that's around you, like, hey, man, what you got? All right, I pay for it. Go to the register.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, I saw that he had did, there's a kid someplace that had a size up. You always talk about your shoe size.
Yeah.
This kid's shoe size is a size 19.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought, because us size 13s out there, it's hard to get a damn shoe.
It is, but he's a 19.
And that's got to be even harder to
get. Yeah, so apparently there's this place that makes shoes specifically for people, like nice-ass shoes for people that have, need larger sizes.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaq brought the kid in to the spot, bought him like 10 pairs of shoes,
oh,
bought him a suit, hooked him up.
Did he? Because
he was like, yo, he's like, you got a girlfriend? He's like, yeah. He's like, he's like, yo, you going? He's like, his mom was like, yeah, he's got a dance he's going to this weekend. He's like, oh, we're going to go ahead and get him a suit, too. So he hooked him up. And Shaq bought some shoes, obviously, too. But his bill was like $6,000.
Damn.
The bill was like $6,000. Shaq goes, to the lady. She's like, hey, how much is it? He's like, $6,884. And he was like, well, I bought him 10 pair, too. Did you get those? She was like, yeah, that's included. He's like, that's it?
Damn.
He's like, okay. And then he bounced. You know what I'm saying?
Like some dress shoes or like sneakers?
No, these were dress shoes. These were dress shoes. You know what I mean? Like different styles.
Damn.
I mean, this guy and the guy that owns this place, he says he's been going there since he, once he found out that he made larger shoes, like since he's came out the league, he's been going there. The guy had like his jerseys and everything up in his store. And he had all these different flavors of shoes.
He said, that's it?
Yeah, he said that's it. All these different flavors of shoes. I mean, Gators to, you know, nice black, you know, the all black, the brown, the faded ones. He had every type of shoes. Not like them big ass ugly shoes. You know what I mean?
So to Shaq, $6,000 is like $600.
$600, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So going back to that, but fame, you know, you at some point you got to get tired of it. People approaching you, you know what I mean? And so we don't know what was going on with in this young lady's life, but obviously there was something happening. And the funny part about it is people are very, very good at hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she could have been depressed. She mm-hmm. could have been,
that's what I mean, like, depression, that bro. Goes with the fame.
Yeah.
Like, it goes with the fame. Like, you get to the point where everybody pulling you here. You got to go here for this meeting. You got to go there for that meeting. You got, you know what I'm saying? You can't eat too much.
Yeah.
You got to stay at a certain weight.
Yeah.
She probably making herself throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And like all that shit gets to be too much and you just crack.
And sometimes, bro, depression.
And what, she was 30?
She was 30.
So she was, and she probably been doing that shit for a long ass time.
Yep.
So
probably. Like, I mean, the other part of it is too, Stevie, as you think about it, I was reading an article somewhere where it said that every American, every person, not every American, but every person, I'm thinking of the United States, but every person at some point in time throughout the course of their life, even if it was for 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
has been depressed.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and has been depressed.
It's, it's hard not to, you know what I'm saying? Not depression. To with everything going on. Like, you got social media,
yep.
like the shit that you see on social media. You might see a story that makes you feel sad.
Yeah.
Makes you feel depressed. It'll take you back to a time where it was like real hard in life for you or some shit.
And you start thinking all kinds of shit.
Yeah, so like everywhere you turn, like commercials and TV shows and movies, and it's just impossible not to fit, you know?
Right. Right. Like
that's why they.
Well, that it's funny you said social media, because they said when you looked at her social media like days prior to,
yeah,
you know, sometimes it affects everybody differently. Some people say things and they put things on their social media saying, I'm going dark, or I'm going to stay off social media for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looked normal
mm-hmm.
in hers, they said. She was smiling, having a good time. That's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
The scariest has to be those people that you don't even recognize that there's something going on. And then the next thing you know, you have this tragedy. So, you know, condolences to that family. You know, she represented North Carolina. And, you know, it is one of those things. Now, getting into going back to the workplace, we talked about it earlier. Brian Flores, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins, has recently, last week, announced a lawsuit against the NFL, the New York Giants. He's named the Denver Broncos and others, spiting racism due to not being hired by the New York Giants. Basically, there is, for those who do not know, for the listening audience, there are a couple of different things here that you need to understand. One is there's a Rooney Rule, and the Rooney Rule is supposed to be a rule that incentivizes teams to be able to hire more minorities in head coaching positions or positions on the team, right? It's not just the head coach, right, Stevie? It's
mm-hmm.
it's more minorities on any position with the team, mm-hmm. correct? So at least that's my understanding of it. So apparently, Brian Flores, who came from Miami, if you don't know his story, story's very interesting. Miami was on a downtrend. Everybody wanted out of there. He came in, turned around. They made a playoff run, and then they went.
Like 2 years in a row, too.
Yeah, 2 years back to back. So the guy's pretty good. He knows what he's doing. And so he was up for, he was one of the most talked about people to get the position for the New York Giants. Well, the story goes that he received a text message from Bill Belichick, head coach of the New England Patriots, and Belichick responded, had sent him a text message to him saying, hey, congratulations, I hear you got the job. However, there was one problem. There are two Bryans that both know Belichick, that have worked under Belichick. Brian, the one we're talking about?
Gable,
and Flores, right? Mm-hmm. Belichick sent the text message to the wrong Brian. He sent it to black Brian, not white Brian. Is that the easiest way of saying it, Stevie?
Basically.
So if you guys have been seeing this stuff on these memes on the internet showing Belichick going, black Brian, white Brian, that's what they're talking about.
Right.
So he sent the message to the wrong Brian, and Brian said, what? He said, I'm supposed to interview for tomorrow. Do you know something that I don't?
He was amped too. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah, he was like, do you know something that I don't? And then I think Belichick realized that
he sent it
to the wrong one. Now, fast forward, what he's saying is basically they had no intentions of hiring him. They were just going through the process to say that they did it. And he cites racism.
Because that was 3 days before.
Right. That was three days before he was supposed to even.
Belichick congratulating him, and this is 3 days before.
Before, like, right. So here's what you got to know. You got to understand and know that, with that being said, he had an interview. It was a six-hour-long interview, they said. They went through the process, and now he is citing racism. Yeah. Now, before we cite racism and get in more detail about this, here's some stats that I want you to know. And, Steve, you probably already know this. You may or may not. You look at the NBA, and then you look at the NFL. NBA, the majority is about, what, 70-80%, right? Black, mm-hmm. right? So NBA, 70-80% black, 30 teams. And of the 30 teams that the NBA has, 14 are black. So they have, what? What's that number? 49%, mm-hmm. correct? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
So 49% of the coaches in the league are black in the NBA. Now, let's fast forward to the NFL. NFL has 32 teams, two more than the NBA, and the percentage that they have black is 1%.
Crazy.
1% black head coaches in the NFL. 75% black players. So the question is, and I'm playing devil's advocate, right? I'm not going either way on this. But I'm playing devil's advocate too. Was it a situation where it was racism because they didn't want him? Or was it a situation where it's just like, and this is the point I want to bring up, Stevie.
Systematic
racism. But here's the point that I wanted to bring up. Or was it a situation because I've worked with this guy before. He knows me. I know him. I know what he's capable of. He knows what I'm capable of. And look what we've done over here in Buffalo. This is our guy. Was that the case, or was it racism? I think it was more, in my opinion, I know this guy. I think he'd be a great fit. This is what he's done. If you're trying to mold your quarterback, he can do it. Okay. If you want to call plays, he can call plays.
For those who don't,
all that stuff.
For those who don't know, the GM of the Giants and the offensive coordinator of the Giants were in Buffalo
yep.
this season.
Yep.
So this season isn't even over yet, but I forgot the GM's name. But yep. he was the assistant GM for the Buffalo Bills, and Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator. So naturally, they have a chemistry. You know what I'm saying? So naturally, you're going to go with the most comfortable pick. Now, what I don't understand is why interview him if you know you're not going to pick him, you know? So now the question is, okay, was it just because of the Rooney Rule? I would say, yeah.
Now.
Now, if you put a rule in place and I have to abide by a rule, then I'm going to abide by that rule, even if I have to just do a dummy interview.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got to abide by a rule because you put the rule out there.
Right.
Now, if it wasn't a rule, then what?
Then he doesn't have to interview him, period.
Right.
Right. So what you're saying is the rule that was put in place says that we have to do this, and he happened to be one of the top candidates for the position.
Yeah.
Even though we knew who we wanted our guy to be, or mm-hmm. we thought we knew who we wanted our guy to be. I mean, this happens all the time in regular jobs, bro. I'm not saying that there isn't any. Obviously, there's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, and since then, Commissioner Goodell has come out and said that's a big problem. He says because what's happening is all these other sports and things that we don't even look at, like NASCAR. I didn't know if it wasn't for I Am Athlete. I didn't know it was that. They have a whole minority program where they teach you, like for NASCAR, to get more, you know, black and brown people involved. Where you can come into an academy where you learn, you know, how to be. Pit crew team,
mm-hmm.
you can do all that shit. They got a whole program, bro. Look at, we already know what basketball is doing. Like, when that new commissioner came in, for when he came in a couple years back, mm-hmm. he changed everything. Adam Silver, he changed everything, bro. Like, he's more open with the players. He allows the players to be them. You know, the former commissioner was just an asshole. Like, he was like, you're not going to do that. You're not going to bring that. You know, you got a dress code that you got to abide by and all this other bullshit, especially after Iverson started bringing more or less more hip hop. You know what I mean? Culture, the baggy basketball. Ass
shorts.
Yeah, he was the one. He was getting on Iverson about that. He used to get fined. Remember, he used to get fined for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, all these other sports are changing and becoming more diverse, and the NFL is staying the same. And so, what the rep that they are getting is the bad rap they're getting is, hey, it's like old plantation and slave masters is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The difference is you're getting paid. But you're unwilling to change the way that you want to do things. The Houston Texans owner, we can't let the inmates run the asylum when they were talking about striking and not giving them their deals and things like that.
Because you know what? And the thing is, that's how they talk with each other.
Exactly.
There's no black owners.
No.
So
no.
You got 32 white, old white men in a
billionaires.
Room. Billionaires. Talking like he just said. Can't let the prisoners, you know,
run the asylum. Yeah.
Because that's how they look.
And so then I was listening to some sports program. They were saying, well, as long as you have white owners, they're going to hire the people that they're used to seeing, which I don't know if I agree with that. I'm looking for the dude that's going to do the best job, that's going to have the chemistry in the locker room, and that these young men or men are going to follow if I'm a general manager, right?
I mean, you would think like, you seen, like, let's say GMs and shit, you know, because it's not a lot of those either.
Right.
Or whatever the hell you want to say, presidents or whatever the hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the fucking, I mean, the success of Ozzie Newsome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
GM of the Super Bowls and how many damn Hall of Famers did he produce? And
yeah. GM of the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. But systematic racism, however they say that shit.
But my question was, is this a situation that you feel was straight up racism? Because remember, they didn't put that rule in place. They're abiding by the rules. The rule says when you have an open head coaching position or to be more diverse amongst the teams, you need to interview a certain amount of candidates for specific jobs.
I don't think it's racism, and that's why I don't think all this going to trial shit is going to do anything.
Yeah.
What we have here is a simple case of
I know this guy.
In this situation, yeah, but also like how things go on for so long.
Yeah.
Like you just turn a blind eye to like the how can I explain it, man? Like unwritten rules type shit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
shit been a certain way for so long,
yeah,
that
this is the way we've
just
been
the way
doing.
It is
the way it
just
is. I got you.
How you know how it is, and
yeah.
Like until like something like now happens and people start taking a look into it, then,
right?
And then you start getting change,
right?
But it's like, how the fuck do you change it?
Well, that's what I think he said, according to his statement. He's been on a press run here recently doing interviews. But he said if he can change it for the next person, you know, sort of like what Kaepernick was trying to tell him, you know, back then. And you saw what happened with George Floyd the next year. And you see, you know, how many changes have happened since then. But I'm just saying, like, at some point, you know, because I can look at it this way, too. It seems to me like winning black coaches, even when they're winning, they give them 3 years and then they put them out. Lovie Smith.
Not unless you're Mike Tomlin.
Prime example. Mike Tomlin is the only coach that has, since he's been hired by the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's the only coach to have a winning season, never have a losing season. He's always been above 500.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. I think also, too, in the lawsuit, he states that he wanted him to lose games.
Mm-hmm.
The owner of the Miami Dolphins wanted him to lose games and incentivized him to do so.
$100,000
for every game you lose. So that you can get a higher draft pick. And he said he wasn't going to be a part of that and didn't want to do that.
I would have lost every single damn one of them games. We would have been 0-17.
But here's the funny thing. Hugh Jackson has come out and said the same thing when he was in Cleveland.
Right.
He said they offered him $50,000 for every game that he lost.
I don't believe
to Hugh get Jackson, a higher though. Draft pick. Higher draft pick.
I don't believe Hugh Jackson, though.
I don't know, bro.
Because, like, why now since he's...
Cleveland is cheap.
Like, I don't, yeah, right. I don't believe Hugh Jackson, but I ain't even talking about him. But as far as Homie go?
Yeah.
I would have lost every single last one of them games.
So you would have took the bait?
Yeah, I would have took the bait.
Shame on you, Steve.
I'm sorry. I would have took the money because I know that they're going to get rid of me within 2 years because we don't make it past 3 years. I would have took
never
that
said
money.
He never said he was going to get rid of him.
He's just gone.
You think they would have got rid of him?
Yes.
But
they were talking about getting rid of him like halfway through his first year.
Well, the reason was because they said
he wasn't nothing but a fucking stepping stone coach anyway.
I know, but what I'm saying
is. But he just so happened to be like doing good.
Yeah.
So it's like you got fucking J-Lo and shit in front office, little color.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, I think I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but it's just he was doing okay. And then, like, the more they tell him to do some shit, like, yo, we want Deshaun Watson. He like, no, I don't want Deshaun Watson. More friction. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't making it no better because that was a problem too. The owner wanted Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
They wanted to trade fucking Tua Tagovailoa and get Deshaun Watson. The coach was like, no. And no, he wasn't even going to meet with Houston.
Yeah.
And that shit pissed the owner off. So they wanted to get rid of him last year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That pissed the owner off because he said, according to him, he wouldn't do what he wanted him
That's
to do.
That's what I'm saying.
He said, because that messes with his integrity.
Exactly. So I'm going to take that $100,000.
So fuck your integrity.
I'm taking $100,000 every game because I know whether I win or lose, you're going to get rid of my ass in a year.
But listen, though. You're trading your money, right? I mean, you're trading your integrity, which is all one thing that we as men stand on, especially black men.
Mm-hmm.
Integrity and what do we say? Our word.
Yeah.
So if I give you my word and I break my word to you, you're going to look at me totally different. That's just amongst us, right?
Yeah.
As black men. Any black man, mostly when a nigga tell you, right. Hey, that's my word, bro, for real.
Right.
Then that's the expectation. Now you've put, it's almost like saying,
so
throw all that other shit out the window.
No, this is what I'm saying. I'm not going out there like, hey, the play is fucking a handoff to the left.
No.
But then I send the running back out there like, yo, handoff to the right.
No.
Like, no, what I'm talking about is, since I know where the owner's mind is,
yeah,
the guys that I know, because Miami Dolphins probably had like 4 to 5 like key players that's like key vets.
Yeah.
Those 4 to 5 players, I'd have went to them like, hey, how you feel about getting moved? I don't feel like we're going. I would have made up some bullshit. We're not going anywhere here as an organization. I'll get you moved to like New England or something so you can go chase a ring. Those 5-6 players, I would have gave that little pitch to.
Yeah.
The other motherfuckers that's just hungry and want to make a team.
You put them out there.
I would have put them out there and I would have told them shit.
No, but that wasn't what I was saying. I was saying, though, your integrity.
And I still got my integrity.
No, you got your integrity for now. But that shit comes out that.
It came out because he said.
Comes out
Brian
later.
Flores said something. Stevie That's the only Kicks, reason why it came out.
Stevie Kicks, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, apparently was paid to lose.
Nah, this is why I would have told
him. That's going to look
really bad. I would have told him. I would have been like, hey, I'm not saying that I'm going to go out here and lose all these games, but.
So
if
stupid.
You
want to
give me $100,000 for each loss, then I'm not going to turn it down.
You stupid.
But then I would have been like, Xavier Howard, you're out of here. Fucking Tua Tagovailoa, you're traded. Fucking Parker, you're gone. Everybody's fucking gone.
But here's the question, though. Do you think, in your opinion, if this would have been you, I'm not talking about taking the money, and I'm just saying right now, you're Flores.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you being who you are, do you think that this is blatant racism?
No.
Okay. That was my thought.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to say I wasn't going either way, but when I heard it and I was like,
no.
How do most people, like if you got a friend or everybody has referred somebody for a job.
Yeah.
And that job will hire that person because you know them. So
you want to know what's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I think he's reaching here, but that doesn't mean it doesn't go on. Because clearly,
you can
those
say
numbers,
that.
the numbers say y'all don't want to hire no black people.
You can say that about a lot. You can say that okay, racism. You can say, white folks always fucking with black folks or whatever the fuck, and you can be like, nah, that ain't true because this and that. But it seemed like America only does fuck with people of color. All the other nations are fucking nations of color, like Islam and Africa and like shit like that. The only fucking people they got a problem with is the ones that say no, and they the same color as them, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And what? They scared of fucking Russia.
Uh-huh.
So, you know,
I see what
you see where I'm
yeah,
going
you're
with this?
You're like,
they know who to, they know who to fuck with,
and
they know who not to fuck
we'll
with.
We'll go someplace else where there are people of color and invade the fuck out of them.
We'll go 3,000 miles over this way
and invade
and take
the fuck
all
out
your
them.
Oil.
Yeah.
Threaten you to take all this.
Yep, I got
take your diamonds, take your women, take your kids.
Yeah.
And then Russia
come along white as hell.
They come over here, take our women, sell them on the black market, take this, take that. Do all this other crazy shit, and we turn a blind eye.
No, I feel you. No, I
understand. So you see
that.
What I'm saying?
But I'm
gonna just leave that alone.
No, that's good. No,
that's just
good.
How I feel about
but in
that.
My, you know, I just don't think, you know, obviously there is a problem in the league, right? We gave you the stats, you know, 1% black. Come on, bro. You're telling me there's not 3 or 4 or 5 other black coaches out there that have great records that don't have, you can't give a shot to?
Oh, they know
to?
It is.
Yeah.
They know it is.
They don't want to.
They don't want it to, bro. They, okay, and then a lot of this shit has to do with the NFL and the NBA fucking colliding.
Yeah, because the NFL thought that they was going,
they don't want to look like them. They don't want to look the same. They try to do whatever they can to separate, and the shit's working out better for the NBA, but the NFL is the more powerful diamond in the richest fucking sport, so they really don't give a damn about black coaches, white coaches, green coaches, they don't give a fuck because the dollar is staying the same regardless.
You sound like Unk. Shannon Sharp said the same
thing. You know
thing.
What I'm
he saying? He said, you know how he shakes his head and makes that? He said,
yeah.
He said, ain't nothing gonna change till you do hit this right here.
Hit that pocket.
You hit. He said, when advertisers and sponsorships and people like that come forward and say, hey, you're not a very diverse group. You say you are, but when I look, I see all white faces in prominent positions. And like dude said, you'll get a coordinator job. Now, we're not saying that, but the thing is, it should be like any other job. If I'm a coordinator and I'm good at being a coordinator, at some point, some guys may want to be head coaches.
Right.
Some may not.
Right.
But those opportunities should be there for those guys. And that's what happened with Flores. He was a coordinator. He's done some other shit. He had a pretty lengthy resume.
He was with the Patriots.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, pretty lengthy resume. So he wasn't no scrub. You know what I'm saying? But you got a motherfucker, they said, that was coaching high school football last year that just got offered a fucking head coaching job in the NFL.
That is
crazy.
It's crazy, but that's still not racism. That's just the fucking good old boy fucking shit.
Right.
Who you know and who you can line up with. You owe me a fucking favor.
Yep, you are absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's those fucking 32 white guys up there, and they all fucking know shit about each other and done favors. Jerry Jones got everybody in his pocket.
Oh, yeah.
All the fucking owners, even Goodell.
Yeah.
Oh, first of all, Goodell works for the owners.
That's,
so don't
that's
think,
the other thing.
Don't
yep.
think that Goodell's signed with players and no shit like
no,
that.
No.
But another thing is, Jerry Jones has everybody in his fucking pocket.
Because it wouldn't
be no Super Bowl halftime show. It wouldn't be no fucking Cheetos
and
commercials being played. You wouldn't
have advertisement
in no stadiums. You wouldn't have commercials. You wouldn't have none of that shit if it wasn't for Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones was one of the first to do it because when he first did it, just like we always talk about, people hate change. He was the first one. He had an endorsement with Pepsi.
Yeah.
They didn't like it. They made a big deal about it. But you can't tell him what he can and cannot do. And then the next thing you know, when they saw how much ad revenue and money he was actually getting from sponsorship, everybody else jumped on the bandwagon. So he's like the Yoda of fucking the league, of the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. So
you know what I'm saying?
Laughs. And
yeah, so everybody's like, well, what does Jerry think? You know what I mean? Because he's Kraft.
Yeah.
Him and Robert Kraft. Those guys. So at the end of the day, I don't think this particular case was
this dude got
racism.
Caught with all types of fucking prostitutes and all this shit. You married, you the owner of New England Patriots, you got caught with all that shit, and guess what happened?
Nothing.
Got swept under the fucking rug because you're Roger Goodell.
In his defense, his wife had passed on during that time. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're saying looking at it from a lens from the outside, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts got pulled over numerous times for DUI.
It's like
drunk
these
driving.
Dudes are fucking billionaires.
Yeah, no one's gonna touch him.
And like the cop that just pulled him over is probably fired now. Motherfucker that reported it was probably real. Fucking fired now.
That's real.
Like, he was just doing his fucking job. Poor guy.
Yeah. No, that's real. That's real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
But what I would probably say is this, in this particular instance, I think speaking for, you know, the Giants, I don't think it was that. I think you do your due diligence. You sort of, and when you're in that position where you're hiring someone and you know the candidates, you sort of have an idea of who you want. But the reason you interview everybody, even I'm looking at six different people, Stevie, and you're one of them. And I'm like, well, I know Stevie can do this, this, and this, and this. In my mind, I want Stevie. But the reason you do the rest of interviews is, one, you got to be fair.
Got to be fair.
Two, maybe those other candidates have a skill set that Stevie doesn't have that's going to be potentially beneficial to the cause. So I think he's reaching on that one.
Yeah.
But I definitely think and know that there is racism in the NFL because we would have had more coaches than what we've had in the past. So
for them, hit or miss. It's like, okay, like I said, the whole favor thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, as a fan, and if you know it as a fan, then you know organization and everybody else in the building fucking knows it.
Yeah.
Okay. So like a hire, like when Joe Judge got hired,
mm-hmm.
as a fan, you were like, you like, I don't know, but then you got to give the benefit of the doubt.
When you hear the resume.
So you spill out with, well, he's tough-minded, he's this, he's that.
Right.
And he's constantly giving you the same product and shit like that, and you know he's fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the whole good old boy and like, give him the shot, blah, blah, blah. And it's a like you, but you won't get that black coach that same fucking opportunity type shit.
Right, right. It was just like black quarterbacks back in the day, bro. You know, and then recently,
but now they popping
because it's a copycat league.
Yep.
Number two overall
college quarterback, number two on the draft boards as of quarterbacks.
Yeah,
is black now.
Yep. So I don't know, man. I just think that
Liberty University, never heard of the dude though.
Oh, for real?
That's crazy.
But I don't know. Like I said, I don't think this situation was racism, but they definitely need to make some huge changes. And until the ownership changes, you're not going to – the difference between the NFL, like you were saying, the difference between the NFL and the NBA has evolved. The NFL has not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
Because they got the money.
All that shit, like when Cap, before everything had popped off with George Floyd, and Cap was telling y'all motherfuckers this shit happened, we literally watched a man die on national television mm-hmm. from a no good fucking cop
mm-hmm.
that had no business doing what he was doing. Regardless of what other people may say about Floyd, that cop had no business doing what he did. He killed that man basically on a camera, in front of a camera, and didn't give a fuck.
Yep.
And Cap was saying that, and y'all dogged him. And then when the shit popped off, all them people that was dogging Cap, all those people that was burning jerseys, all those people that was calling him, he's insulting my country and all that bullshit, you didn't hear a peep out of him. Not one fucking thing.
Yep.
So it's a bunch of politics and bullshit, but at the end of the day, you have the integrity of the game, and so hopefully we see some changes at some point. But hey, man, I just, you know, I wanted to get into it. That was great dialogue there, Stevie, because that's crazy. You know, you got to get those guys a shot. Like, there's no way. What Deion Sanders doing at the college level.
Hey, man,
you know what I'm saying?
You see what Samuel L. Jackson doing on the damn commercial credit card level. Can you imagine that? That's his pitch.
Yeah.
You know, as a black man.
Yeah.
What's in your wallet? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Scaring folks.
Yeah,
doing good.
Mm-hmm.
He's scaring white folks off.
Oh, yeah.
Black man asks you what's in your damn wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you mean what's in my wallet? Come on, cuz.
Run your pocket, nigga.
Run your pockets. That's basically the commercial of you. That was the nigga joint. That's the nigga. Wait, run your pockets.
Run your pockets.
No, what's in your pockets, blood?
Bro, it's crazy. But I don't know, boy. We'll see what's going to go down. But
yeah. So, the catch. All right. For so many years,
yeah,
we've been the catch. At one point, you was the catch.
Uh-huh.
I was the catch. I still feel like the fucking catch. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm a catch too, nigga.
Honestly, these women, they've taken it to the point where it's like, in your mind now, you're like, am I the catch still? You know what I'm saying? they're so fucking aggressive now.
Uh-huh.
They're so confident, which is all these things are great.
Uh-huh.
But as a man, it takes away from you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It takes away from you. From you. You know what? It takes away from you, but as long as you don't let it affect you.
So when you
as a man.
So when you say in catch, are you talking about in comparison to what you hear some of these young ladies say today? Like, what do you mean? Like the traits of a man? Are you talking about, or because it's about, oh, you don't, he ain't, like, I'll give an example. Fucking, there's a TikTok video that goes out where they're putting this stuff up that dudes say, like the girl's putting stuff up that dudes say, and she'll be like, he ain't got no money. 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 Every time, like, one would pop up.
No, so that's a fucking prostitute. Okay, what I'm talking about is like,
yeah, she's a prostitute.
What I'm talking about is like, as a man, like a manly shit.
Yeah.
All right. We go and fucking, I'm paying for this shit. All right. As far as like mental, like, man, just like you just being a catch. You just like, women depended on us. They needed us.
Oh, you're saying that.
So they needed us.
So you're saying from a perspective of, you feel like more women don't need men.
Yeah, we're damn near like a, not an afterthought, but like, women these days are so strong, which is a really good thing,
right,
which I'm very happy about,
mm-hmm,
that for a weak man, it can intimidate him.
And then
he will never get it back.
Okay.
He'll never have that feeling of being the catch again.
Okay.
He'll never get it back.
Well, here's something
so
for you.
Some women have to, I feel like as a man, you got to know when to turn it down sometimes when it comes to your woman.
It's funny you say that.
Some women, when it comes to these, you know, you got a man, you know, he's a little, he's not as aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Tone it down a little bit, you know, because you'll ruin him.
You so you're talking about the woman needs to turn it down.
Yeah, some women need to turn it down.
Some women are the masculinity is what they are.
Yeah, use it in another way of the relationship, like the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Or the laundry room or some shit like that. Or like a fucking, the kitchen, cooking. Use that fucking
masculinity and energy.
In business, creating a business for you guys or some shit like that.
Okay, so
don't use it in your relationship to try to dominate this man.
I'm surprised. I want you to listen to this
because
clip.
As a man, we don't. As a real man, won't do that.
Oh yeah,
you know, you won't flex on her like that.
I got you. She won't let you flex on her like that.
These days she won't.
No, she won't.
Back then, niggas would flex on their girls.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was a weak man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And women wouldn't flex on a real man.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. Everything I'm talking about now, like, all my real niggas out there, don't worry about it. This ain't even about us. You know, this is about weak men.
Yeah.
You know, or men that don't know that they have it. They got the juice.
Yeah.
Shit, this shit should just be like the juice then. Is it the catch or is it the juice? You got the juice, what the fuck?
Listen to this clip, because you brought that up, right? Check this out. This is what
only saving me 600.00
financial way. And that's my problem, because if I sit here and ask, okay, cool, if I pay every bill in this house, right, and I fix everything in this house because I'm an electrician, what are you bringing to the table as a woman? What do you realistically do other than have sex?
Here we go. And take notes. So what I do is I make that house that you pay that mortgage for, I make it at home. I cook the meals. I'm washing clothes.
That's $100 a week.
Don't play with me.
I can get it made.
No. You see
the question, right? Everything that you're telling me can be bought. Guess what? I can have an assistant order me paper towels and toilet paper and groceries on Amazon. Actually, I get Whole Foods delivered to my house weekly. Meal preps is $120, and I get 3 meals a day. I make myself my own breakfast. That's 4 square meals. I have another cleaning lady. She charges me $100 a week to come clean. You are only saving me $600.
That nigga sound like a fucking clown.
He sound like what?
He sound crazy.
No, he's right, though.
He ain't right.
How is he not right?
He not right.
If
I can have
Bro, if he's paying for everything.
Yeah, he's paying for everything.
So he's asking, remember the question.
Yeah.
What else are you bringing to the table?
Okay, okay, so, no. So, I'm going to go off of what he just said.
No, but okay, the okay, context. Listen to context.
Yeah.
What else are you bringing to the table?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I played that clip was because it makes sense to me. Because if the role was reversed, a woman will tell you what she can do on her own and what she don't need you for.
Right.
That's facts.
Yeah.
So all he did was, it's just, we've gotten so used to your point.
Yeah.
Hearing her say,
yeah,
I can do this myself. I can do this myself. I can do this myself. So besides dick, what else are you bringing?
Yeah.
Right. He just reversed it. So yeah. When she said, I can tell you what I can bring and take notes, I thought yeah. she was about to say some shit.
Yeah.
All I heard her say was when she said, I'm make your house a home.
Yeah.
I know how to make my house a home
yeah.
as a man. If I'm supposed to be head of the house,
yeah.
I should know how to make my house a home. Nah. She said, I cook for you. I clean
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
And his point,
yeah.
the only point he was making was I can do that shit my own. Just like they say, they can do it themselves.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. She said, I make your house a home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, a nigga, you know, what they do? What they do to motherfuckers when they dunk on them? They point down. Now they put their hand to the ground like that and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not all the way mature motherfucker would understand. I make your house home, okay? Mm-hmm. So I got your kids,
mm-hmm.
all right? That's one way of making your house a home. You know what I'm saying? Me being here, loving you, putting up with that, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? That's making your house a home. She's just talking about her in that aspect. I make your house a home. Everything that comes with me, our children, our this, our that. I cook your meals, I do this, I do that. You, yeah, yes. Me, I can say in the line of work I do, I basically get paid to work out all day. But when I'm done, let me tell you what I don't want to do. I don't want to come home and lift the mop. I don't want to come home and fold clothes. I don't want to come home and cook. I don't want to come home. I don't even want to turn the fucking shower on my damn self and shit like that. I wish my girl smoked weed so she could roll my blunt for me. And I could have my weed ready for when I get up. Because I don't want to do nothing. I want to just eat. I don't want to cook. I don't want to do nothing. So she's absolutely right. You know? So I can't agree with homie on that, man.
I think it's a matter of opinion because some guys don't want that. They don't want.
That's crazy. And listen, that's that new fucking shit. The shit that got shit fucked up now.
Yeah, but people would say that that's the old shit too, though. Well, the woman staying at home and cooking and cleaning and doing all that other
no,
stuff.
No, but she didn't. No. She didn't say she do that. No, she didn't say she stay at home.
It wasn't the full clip, but what I got from it was all his point that he was trying to make was what you're talking about, I can do on my own, no different than what girls have said to guys.
Mm-hmm.
We know they have. Well, I don't need you to do this because I can do this. Yeah. I don't need you to do this because I can pay somebody to do this.
Yeah.
That's all he was saying.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends.
What you didn't hear him say is he would do it himself.
Yeah. No, he didn't say he
would do it himself. So that's what I mean by small mind, young nigga,
mm-hmm.
dumb shit. Because everything he said was somebody else doing it for him.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing it himself. He had somebody else doing it for him. That's not a man. That's a fucking, I could give a monkey and train a monkey up to do some shit, you know, to go pay that bill. Lick this envelope closed and put it in the fucking mail. I just paid another bill.
He's stupid.
He said all that shit.
Yeah.
But at all that shit, you didn't hear him say do shit for his damn self. Well, that's what I mean though. But there's certain levels to this shit. And until you hit that certain level, you're gonna keep going through the same shit. Man. You're gonna keep repeating that same.
I think it depends on the person, right? It depends on both of them because again, I'm always for hey. How are we going to make this ship bigger? How are we going to make it stay afloat, right? How are we going to do this together? Not me by myself because you think because I'm the man, I should pay everything, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever the new thing is. Oh, you're the man, you should pay everything. Meanwhile, you know, I'm working as well, but I don't pay anything. Or I just pay for our vacation. I don't know. However you want to work it out. You know, I've always said that. However you want to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that there are a lot of women that the new, more so from a newer generation that think that they're right in the way that they're thinking. The guy should do everything.
They're the catch.
Yeah, you know, pay the bills, blah, blah,
they're
blah,
the
blah,
catch.
Blah. But here's my thing.
You what made the man a man? He made more money.
Right.
Well, if I make more money,
yeah.
You shut the fuck up and listen to what I got to say. That's basically how the man did back then. Like, I'm bringing home the bacon because she ain't even fucking work back right. then. Well,
yeah,
and
it was a different time. They didn't work.
It was a different time.
Right.
So when he came home, but you know what? You know what the fuck people leave out too? He made all the bacon. You know what he did? He came home and gave her that check.
Yeah.
And she handled everything.
Right.
She motherfuckers, they don't even know how to pay bills.
Yeah.
Don't know how to space bills out and don't know how to take care of a home. That's what she mean.
Yeah.
I make your house a home. Don't know nothing about taking care of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, motherfuckers is just in the relationship, just living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, I don't know.
My thing is this, bro. This is my opinion. This is what I come to the conclusion. If you're between 22 and 25, you know what I'm saying? Whether you male or female, you don't know what you want at that point, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a maturity level, and you haven't been in a relationship and enough relationships to determine exactly what should be done and what should not be done. You're going off of what you think or the way that you see it. Mm-hmm. Now, it's totally different when you get married and you're locked down and shit starts happening. What if some shit happened to him? Then what you going to do? You're going to be fucked up. You're going to have to get your ass out there and work. What if he becomes disabled?
No, but she's going. But that's easy. She going to know how to do that. And guess what? She still know how to pay the bills.
No, Stevie.
She still know how to hold it down.
I'm saying for the ones that don't. The ones that think that, hey, he should pay everything and he should take care of me. I'm talking about those.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is if you're between that age, you know, you're 22 and probably, like I said, 25, 26, 20, probably between 22 and 25 or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had enough experience, life experiences, I should say, because there's a difference. You haven't had enough life experiences to really understand what you should do in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I get you're coming out and you're saying what you think it should be,
mm-hmm.
but you probably haven't really lived life enough to understand what it is. Because when life shit happened, right? Because I knew somebody that couldn't comprehend, like if somebody came to them and said, well, you know, I can't come in today because, you know, my daughter is sick or, you know, this or that. That person couldn't understand it because she didn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
So those life experiences that other people have that happen on a daily basis, she can't comprehend that. So in her mind, she was like, I don't give a fuck if you got kids, or, you know what I mean? And, you know, you need to be here. I need you here. Whereas this person's like, I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about because my kids come first. That's a life experience.
Mm-hmm.
This person didn't have a life experience. So I think that some of the younger ones now are like, they'll learn eventually, you know, when they start having life experiences, especially when you have kids. That shit changed everything. But for now, you know, it's not about...
You learn.
You know what I'm saying?
When you're young, junior high, high school and college, shit like that, like shit's different. When you 14, 15, 16, 17 and shit.
Yeah.
You was in love. We're going to have 9 kids. We're going to get married. We'll do this, do that and this and that.
Yeah.
And then you grow up. This bitch is a whore bag.
Is it
really? Like, what the we were supposed to do this, man. Like,
that's my point.
But then, like, it's just you evolve. Like, you just go through, you go through.
It's a life.
It's just life.
It's a life experience thing. So, you know, and a lot of times people, you know, believe it or not, I know it sounds crazy, but they don't know any better because they haven't had those life experiences or been in enough relationships to really say, this is how it goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the ones that think that that's the way it is, usually those relationships don't last for that reason.
Yeah.
Because at some point, you know, if they're dating someone their age, probably lasts. So like you were talking about, little young generation niggas, and then you got the young generation of females, right? Mm-hmm. So they're pretty much on the same. But let that young lady, because there's some of them out there that like older guys, get with someone older that has life experiences, he's not going for that.
Yeah.
He's not going for that. You know what I'm saying? No, the nigga, you he's not going for that.
As far as that clip that you played though,
yeah.
I feel like dude was wrong. I guess for this generation, that would be how it is because don't none of these motherfuckers do shit for themselves anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so I guess that'll work. But as far as like in the real world, that shit'll never work. That shit sounded good right where it was on the internet. That shit sound good right on the damn internet.
You stupid. Well, we coming up on time, Stevie. I think we had another good episode, man.
Yeah.
The dialogue, yeah. You know, back and forth. This has been episode 84 of the 336 Pull-Up Podcast. Stevie, why don't you tell them where they can find you at, bro?
Man, y'all can find me on the gram at Stevie_Kick716.
Uh-huh.
And you can find me on 336 Pull-Up Podcast on Facebook. Also, Stevie_Kick716 on PlayStation Network, also Xbox Live.
Look at it. PlayStation Network.
Come on, gotta plug it, man.
Yeah, you do. You can find me, Frank Styles. Frank is FRANK underscore Styles, STYLZ, on Instagram. You can also follow on the 336 Pull Up Podcast on Instagram. And you can also find me on the Talkie, the Tiki Talkie, man.
Not the Talkie.
Frank Styles, STYLZ. Check me out, follow, all that good stuff. And yo, we in here, yo.
Another one.
Yeah, it's been another one.
Mm-hmm.
Hope everybody has a great week. We thank everyone for listening. And if you missed last week's show, please feel free to go back and listen.
Yep.
And, yo, we'll be back next week with another great episode of the 336 Pull-Up Podcast. We will talk to y'all real, real soon.
Get gone. Get good.
Stevie.
Listening to the dopest podcast in North Carolina, the 336 Pull Up. We hope you've enjoyed the show. New episodes drop every Monday on all streaming platforms and YouTube. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and like and subscribe to their YouTube channel. It's the 336 Pull Up signing off.